There has to be that magic moment when one day they said, Gwen, would you like to be on radio? How'd that happen?
Well, there was it's rather an interesting story. There was a woman who had been, Susan Taylor, who did Tips by Taylor, had been doing a radio program for a couple of years. And I guess they knew that I was interested, because when she left the station, they said, we'd like you to take over. And I jumped at the chance because it was the one thing I really wanted to do. And I'd been doing a number of little special shows that we had created during the year and a half that I'd been there. And so I did. And not only that, I substituted for a very dear friend and the woman who was my immediate superior in the continuity department, Barbara Bates at that time, now Barbara Bates Gunderson. And when she went on vacation, they were doing a program with Ma Brown and the boys. And she was...
All this is live, by the way.
Yes, yeah. Right. All live, absolutely. And she was going on vacation, and so she would tell her listeners that her neighbor lady was coming in to do the program while she was gone.
You really were her neighbor lady?
Well, we were roommates.
So you were neighbors?
Yes, we were neighbors.
Is that how the name came, the neighbor lady?
We tried to figure out. I was too young to really take over a program and for people to depend on me if I gave them my name and years and so forth. So we did what we thought would interest people and called, because everybody loves their neighbor, you know.
That's right.
And so we called me the neighbor lady.